Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishneh Hey. Mishneh reads, Mishaya Koslo Samach Leginas Chavero V'nafal. Somebody whose wall was next to his friend's garden, and his wall falls. V'amarlo, and the one who owns the garden says to him, Panei Avanecha, please remove your stones. V'amarlo, and the owner of the wall says, Higiyucha, you can, I'm not going to remove them, but you can keep all of these stones. You can, it's valuable, and you can keep it. Ain't shomen lo. You don't listen to him. Rather, he has a responsibility to remove it. However, the Mishnah says, Mishikibol olav, but were the owner of the garden to accept his offer and say, okay, I'll take your stones, and then the owner of the garden removes the stones, and then subsequent to that, Amar lo, the owner of the wall then comes and says, Heilech es yitziyosecha, here, take your expenses, what it cost you to remove the stones, v'aniyat al-shali, and I want to take it back, my stones. Ein shomer lo, we don't listen to him, it's too late. He's already taken possession, the owner of the garden has already taken possession of the stones. The Gemara points out that we only say this is true once the owner of the garden has actually removed the stones. Just having agreed to keep the stones would not be sufficient, and if the owner of the wall changes his mind at that point and wants to keep the stones, and then he has the right to, even though normally we say a person's chutz or a person's courtyard, the person's domain is kona for him, that would not be true in this case because we say that the bala kosel, the owner of the wall, he didn't really intend that he should give the stones to the owner of the field, of the garden. But rather, he was just pushing them off at the time, and of course, subsequently, he wants them back. The Mishnah now talks about a similar case. Hasocher es hapoel, somebody who hires a worker, lasus imo batevan v'kash, to work with him in straw and stubble. V'amar lo, and the worker says to the one who hired him, Tenli schari, give me my wages. V'amar lo, and the person who hired him says to him, Toma she'asisa b'scharcha, rather than give you money, I'd rather you just take the items that you had took originally for, that you, I hired you to collect, and I decide I don't want them, you take that as your reward. Ain't shomen lo, you don't listen to him, even if it's more valuable. Now, even though we say normally, shove a kesef a kesef, in other words, it doesn't have to be money itself. Everything that's equal to money, that you could sell for money, has the value of money. So why can't you just give him straw as a payment? That's because the Torah says, lo solin pula sachir, you can't hold back. You have to pay, you can't let it stay overnight, the wages of a person you've hired. And from that we understand that if you made up with a person that you're going to hire them and the understanding was you're going to pay them in cash, you have to pay them in cash. You can't then pay them in some other item. However, again, Misha Kibbel Olav, it were the worker to say, okay, I accept the straw as payment, Amr Lo, and then subsequent to that comes along the person who hired him and says, I changed my mind. Heilech scharcha v'aniyat l'shali. Now take your payment. I'll give you cash, as I originally made up. V'aniyat l'shali, and I will take my straw. Ein shomen lo. You no longer listen to him. Again, because the worker has already taken possession of the straw, and the employer has no right to change his mind at that point, because it now belongs fully to the worker. The Mishnah now moves to several halachos regarding what is permissible to do in the public domain and what is not. The Mishnah says, "Hamotzi zevel rishus harabim," somebody who brings the manure for fertilization out into the public domain is going to take it from there into his sada, into his field, or he's going to hire somebody to do that. Hamotzi motzi, the person who brings out into the rishus harabim can bring it out, but v'mezabel mezabel, but the person who's going to do actually the fertilization has to immediately move it out from the Rishos HaRabim. You can't leave it there. Ein shorin tit b'Rishos HaRabim, the Mishnah says. You can't let soak tit, which was used as mortar, in the Rishos HaRabim, to let it sit there and over a period of time. It would take some time for it to soak there. The ein lovnim levenim, nor can you make bricks in the Rishos HaRabim. Govlin tit b'Rishos HaRabim, you are allowed to do the initial kneading of the mortar in the Rishos HaRabim. Avolo levenim, but you can't do the initial creation of the bricks. as that process tends to take longer. Habone b'rishos harabim, somebody who's building a building and he needs to utilize the rishos harabim in order to move his wood and his stones through the rishos harabim. Hamevi avona mevi, the one who brings the bricks the stones should bring them. Vambona bona, the one who builds should build. It should happen immediately. You shouldn't let it sit there. Vimhizik, and if in the process somebody gets damaged, Mishal Mashahizik, he will be responsible to pay whatever damages are incurred. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, regarding a builder, he says, Af misakin hu as malachto lifnei shloshim yom, he has the right to prepare his malacha, his work, the things he needs in the Rishos HaRabim for 30 days in advance. That's something he's allowed to do, and he isn't liable for damages during that period of time.